At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
People talk about mom guilt. I don't have too much mom guilt, like, as far as my younger kids are concerned.
Yeah.
But with my oldest, he literally grew up with us. Yeah. I'm talking two 16, 17, 18-year-olds. We don't know shit. Yeah. We think we know everything. We're in these streets. I'm going to the crossroads. I'm too drunk to even take him to daycare.
Right.
I'm like, can you do something with, like, a different mother? So now he sees how intentional I am with these kids. And he's like, who are you?
Right.
He'll clock me real quick. He's like, no, you're going to let them get away with that. He's very quick to say, you missed field trips.
Yeah.
You know, you missed assemblies. You missed all of these things. And I'm like, you know what? I'm so sorry.
Right.
And I'm able to apologize and own that. But I also explain to him, when you know better, you do better.
Exactly.
And at that age, I didn't know.
Exactly.
What's up? Yo, yo, your girl Lauren here. I'm here at the Momference filming a live podcast of That's When Mama. This conference is so dope. We're in DC. The theme this year is nourishment. How many moms out there are malnourished? Do you feel like you're filling your cup? Do you feel like you hydrated? Did you remember to drink your water today? I got all of that for you this week. Come on.
Which Ginger's apparently black now.
Did you just see that? But I'm not even going to lie to you. My husband, for real, he is a ginger, but he's a real nigga.
Yeah,
I'm like, why are you like this?
Right. No, it's interesting because when I met Ryan, I thought that he was black. I know he doesn't look it. He's in the studio now, y'all. Don't judge me. He don't look black right now. But he was tan.
He looked light skin.
He had dreads and his hair naturally dreads.
He had dreads.
He had dreads all the way down. And what he did, though, what had happened was he would be talking about stuff. You knew about the kitchen, the back of the neck. I said something about you, like, oh, yeah. And I was like, how did you know about that? He just knew.
Those are black girl cultural secrets. Like, not everybody's going to know about that. Yeah.
Okay, you definitely mix. And then I met his parents. I was like, you were definitely not.
You're so white.
Mix at all. Like,
you're
the whitest of the white.
I
love you, Alan and Pete, but y'all, wiggity, wiggity white. Not whack, but white.
And it's so funny. You look at my husband. He is a ginger. He is as white as it gets. And he opens his mouth, and you're just like, where'd you grow up? Where are you from? Or he'll be like, be on the phone, customer service.
The way he talks, too.
The way, he's
deep.
Deep voice, DMV vernacular.
Yo! Okay, what's your husband's name?
Sean.
Everyone, this is Nikki, by the way.
Hey, y'all.
One of the co-founders of the Mom Friends and District Motherhood. You all have to go and follow them. They are doing some amazing work. We just talked to Simona, but now
I got my girl
Nikki on. We talk about the overlap of, we both have been with our men for, so, since you were 15.
Since I was 15 years old, and I just turned 41, and I don't even understand. First of all, where'd all the years go? 25 years. Our oldest son is 24.
What?
24
There's
years.
So much. My gosh, we have so much in common.
We do. I just realized that I was on your page like, oh, wait, y'all are OGs in this thing, too.
Yes.
Also OGs in this, the swirl love.
The swirl. Wait, oldest is 24, and then how old are your other kids?
Jalen is 24. He lives in Spain. He's living his best European life.
I know that's right.
I love it for him because I didn't.
Yeah,
I didn't live that in my 20s. I was taking care of him. I was in undergrad. I was, trying to move to New York and pursue a career in fashion PR. So I was grinding in my 20s.
Right.
He's gallivanting in his 20s. And I love it for him.
Yes.
Because that's what it's about.
That's exactly what it's about.
Better than we do. So he's 24.
Okay.
And then my middle son is 13.
Okay.
That's my Christmas baby. Jalen is my Halloween baby. Born on Halloween. Nick was born on Christmas Day. Unplanned.
Wild.
Very wild. And then Faye, my daughter, I'm obsessed with her.
She's your baby.
That is my princess. I love her. She is 6. And she should have been born on Valentine's Day, but she came on the
20th. That is so wild. Okay, so first of all, you've had now 24 and 13-year-old. We have a 14-year-old son. Because Ryan and I have been together 06. I don't know how many years that makes it. A long
Almost
time.
Almost 20.
Yeah. It's weird when we say it out loud.
It is. It's a long time. And we're still so young.
And we're still, yes. And so I'm also wondering, too, I'll get back to the ages of the kids, but do you feel like you've had almost different relationships with your husband because you kind of grow up together?
Absolutely.
Right?
He's seen like 6 iterations of me. Like, because we were literally children.
Yes.
And then we became professionals.
Right.
And now I feel like we're in our true like parenting era, because even with Jalen, we were children raising.
Yes.
Children, but now we're like super intentional parents.
Yeah.
Basketball, gymnastics. We're actually like kind of strict. Give me your cell phone. Like we're just different people. He's also seen me go through different career ebbs and flows. He's watched me transition from the fashion space to the beauty space to the nonprofit space to creating this space for Black mothers. And he's always in awe, but he's always also like, how and why is this even possible? And I'm like, it's possible with your support.
100%. 100%. I say that all the time, and my husband's producing right now, love you, but I think that we're able to do these things, right? Even like come to this conference. A lot of moms are here because they have support at home. And then if you don't, which I feel like so many moms, unfortunately, they're looking for the village, they don't know where it is. Yeah. But there's so many moms that I'm finding here at the Mom Friends that are finding their village, legit.
Happens all the time. The amount of times I've heard someone say, I sat next to this woman. Yeah. She's so dope. She lives four doors down from me. I'm like, how did you not know that when you met her
here
at the conference? Happens all the time. Or there are people that meet and they just hit it off. And then this becomes their annual momcation.
Yes. Like,
they might live on opposite sides of the country.
Yes.
But every May they meet here. And it's beautiful to see.
So each year, I've only been to two. So last year it was it Blossom?
Last year was Bloom.
Bloom.
Yep.
This year is Nourish. When you come up with the themes for it, what does Nourish? We're in the Nourish one right now. What does that mean for moms that are coming to this? What does that mean for you, for them? Like, what do you hope to be true?
We hope that they come and that we feed them, we fuel them, and they leave full.
Yes.
They feel nourished. They feel at peace. And when you're nourished, I feel like you can actually take care of others even better.
100%.
Right? If you're starving, if you're famished, how am I able to give anything to you? But when you feel full, you are then able to feed others. So everyone leaves nourished.
And I love that you're in this era of your motherhood journey where you're able to do this. Because even as someone, I was 23 when I had Jackson. Mm-hmm. And so I just finished college, was not in the plans. It was a complete surprise off of birth control. He's getting
You were on birth control?
Girl, I was on birth control.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Because I was just
low estrogen.
I was just out here.
I was out here in these streets.
I knew what happened.
On birth control, but he's receiving such a different mom.
Yes.
You know, than my twins are.
Absolutely.
How does that make you feel? Because I have I'm just like curious because we both can share that.
Yeah. So it's really interesting. And I talk about this often.
Yeah.
People talk about mom guilt. I don't have too much mom guilt, like as far as my younger kids are concerned.
Yeah.
But with my oldest, he literally grew up with us.
Yes.
Like, I'm talking about two 16, 17, 18 year olds. We don't know shit. Yes. We think we know everything. We're in these streets. I'm going to the crossroads, coming home. I'm too drunk to even take him to daycare. Right. I'm like, can you do something with like a different mother? So now he sees how intentional I am with these kids. And he's like, who are you?
Right.
He'll clock me real quick. He's like, no, you should have popped them for doing, you're going to let them get away with that. He's very quick to say, you know, I missed, you missed field trips.
Yeah.
You know, you missed assemblies. You missed all of these things. And I'm like, you know what? I'm so sorry.
Right.
And I'm able to apologize and own that. But I also explain to him, when you know better, you do better.
Exactly.
And at that age, I didn't know.
Exactly.
So that's the guilt that I have. But I also feel like that first child, that's a beta baby.
Yeah.
That's a test baby, okay? I'm trying to figure it out.
For real.
And now that I know better, I'm going to do better for the younger, too.
And we can acknowledge and validate the feelings of the oldest and be like, yo.
Absolutely. And we're very close.
Yes, exactly.
He lives in Spain. We FaceTime all the time. But he's quick to say, girl, Easter baskets. And I even made him an Easter basket, too. I think he was like 21. He was like, wow. Like, who are you?
That is so funny. And it's so wild too, because the oldest really will like clock you. They will like read you like no one else can read you.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Phil. And I'm like, dang, why'd you just have to read me like that? And
it's true.
And it's It is true. Is it, Ryan, would you agree that Ryan reads me? I mean, Jackson does. Our son is in the age of now 14. You have a 13-year-old. And now it's tough.
So you have a 14-year-old. Yeah. I have a 13-year-old boy. And what I'm learning, yeah. As you are too, all of your kids are different personas. Mm-hmm. And I think my oldest, he's a different person because he had to be mature. He had to fed for himself because his parents, I was in college, dad, we don't know. He's like, I'm going to figure this out on my own. And he's very ambitious. He's a go-getter. Not to say that Nick isn't, but it's like parenting a teenager all over again, but this time being very tuned in and aware. So I'm like, what do you like to do? I'm trying to get to know my son. And he's a moody 13-year-old. Girl. He's not interested in anything. And I'm like thinking, well, what did Jalen like to do at 13? Totally different child. Totally different point of reference.
Yes.
So we're in these trenches together. So is your son doing the same? Like, does he just want to play video games?
Watch YouTube. They're very much...
Watch basketball reels.
Yeah. They're very much... And I'm trying to understand that, like, I'm like, go out in these streets. I'm not saying go out in these streets, but I'm like, go, what do you want to do? What do you like
something.
To do?
Let's go do something.
And I don't think they know quite yet. I think COVID really did mess them up. I'm not going to lie. It definitely changed a lot of things. The screen addiction and dependency is there.
I agree with that.
At that same time, I'm trying to like remember that he is not an extension of me because he is just a different child than even I was. I'm like, well, I like doing these things. Wouldn't you like that? He's like, Mom, no, your dad's a Grammy award winning drummer. Do you want to play drums? Nah. And I'm like,
so what do you want to do?
You want to do a YouTube channel? I'll help you. Nah. And I'm like, dang, I thought we were cool.
Yes.
But it's like, I think it's just being there because he'll come out and have spurts of when he wants to talk.
Mm-hmm.
It's just being ready to listen. And sometimes when I'm talking and giving him so many ideas and when I think I'm helping, he shuts down more. So I'm trying to realize that with my son.
It's tough.
Girl, it's tough in these streets.
It's so tough. And I'm always clocking his phone.
You got to clock the phone.
I'm going to tell you a really funny story real quick. Yeah. So the other day, I don't know, something was deposited in my spirit.
Yeah.
Check that boy's phone. And I do phone checks.
Yeah.
Random, give me the phone.
Do you know your sign?
I'm a Taurus.
Okay. Oh, Taurus. They be moving stuff.
You're Aries.
I'm an Aries.
Yes.
But I have so many Taurus girlies.
Yes.
Okay, go on.
So I had something in my spirit said check that phone.
Yeah.
I said, okay. Nick, give me the phone. He always has his phone in his hands.
Yep.
So he's like, I can't find the phone. Where's the phone? I'm like, Nick, get your phone. I followed this boy through the house because I'm like, you're not going to lose me and then take the phone and delete whatever's on the phone.
Yeah.
This boy wandered around the house for a smooth 15, 20 minutes. I'm like, Nick, where's the phone?
Yeah.
He's pulling out backpacks, looking behind the mattress. So eventually I did get distracted.
Yeah.
Because he wanted something.
Right,
whatever.
Exactly.
And then later I'm like, where's the phone? He's like, oh, here you go. And I'm like, I know you cleaned that phone. You wiped it out. So what were you looking at on that phone? And so these are the things that we have to deal with as parents.
Yes.
Now.
Yes.
We didn't have to deal with it before.
Like, they're going to look at porn. The porn now is not on the TV. Girl, they're looking at the porn.
You're right.
You got to check your phone.
They're just looking at it. They don't have to pay or anything.
They just look at it. So the conversations we are remembering to have is like, hey, this isn't real sex.
So you're having that conversation
right now.
We're like, so I need to have that conversation right now.
Because he's probably had it or he's looked at porn.
He doesn't know
that that's not real.
Yes.
You know, like the woman should not be doing this. This is not what you should expect your
first time. Have you ever seen a child, anyone that looks like you doing this?
That, do not expect that. People will call the cop. Do not do that. And then I think the second thing is we're doing some conversations around consent.
Yes.
Because that's something that we never got talks of.
No, we never had those conversations.
And so, we just figured it out.
Oh my God.
We'll touch back in with each other because we on the struggle bus together. We should do a double date with the gingers. But apparently gingers are black now. So you're in ginger. That's what they say on the TikTok.
You're still, you know, adjacent.
Yeah, exactly.
So funny.
Nikki, where can my listeners find you? And we can know where the mom friends. I'm leaking Motherhood, but where, District Motherhood, but where can my listeners find you specifically, my girl?
You can find me on Instagram, Chocolate Fashion PR. That's C-H-O-C-L number 8.
Because she ate every look, you know?
Oh, thank you. Fashion PR. And that's where I am mostly. I really want to start a YouTube channel, but, you know.
Yes.
I'm busy. But I want to do it. And Faye wants to do it. She's like, Mommy,
heck yes.
Let's do Faye's Funhouse. I'm like, what? Like, she has a name and everything. Yeah. So who knows? Maybe I'll have a YouTube
pays. I will say, if you do social media, YouTube will pay you.
Yeah.
A lot. The other ones don't, but I'm here to support you.
So I will say this, and I know we're wrapping up.
Yeah.
How do you feel about, creating content with your children?
Girl.
Because I feel like there's so much scrutiny, but then I'm like, I'm really just documenting what we do anyway.
It's interesting that, like, I've been thinking about this so much lately. I've actually talked to other influencers mm-hmm. about it because I did not know that my platform was going to blow up ever. So I just was sharing stuff because
and
I
now,
was, and then it
it's
did.
It's a thing.
And then I think
you're a thing.
It apparently happened.
Yeah.
And then there was two instances that made me realize, okay, I'm going to start bringing them back. One was we were at Costco and some lady came up to them and was like, oh, you're the twins. Like, they're in the cart. And I was like, excuse me. And then I realized, oh, snap. She knows them.
Yes.
But those are my kids.
Yes.
Like, and so that mama bear went into full drive then. Mm-hmm. The other was a video that went viral. Luckily, you couldn't see their faces. It was like a black and white, them mm-hmm. It was on the baby monitor in the cribs.
Okay.
And the Today Show picked it up and put it on Today Show. I love Hoda. I love Carson.
Yeah.
It was a nice whatever piece. I did not know they were going to do that. And I got a call from my friend who was on a plane saying, I see your babies on the back of my plane seat. I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, Carson Daly just introduced this video of your babies.
Oh, and, wow.
And then immediately I wasn't like, what? This is cool. I was like, what the? And
yeah,
I
got mad. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like, then I think it kind of struck me that the images I put on the internet.
You don't own them anymore.
Exactly.
You no longer own them.
So they are a part of my life. If they are around me, I'm not saying get out. I'm not to the point where I'm blocking their faces, but they are not the focal point of
yeah.
my content. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, they are part of me. They're part yeah. of my life. They see the ring light. They want to dance and get in front of it.
Yeah.
I know they don't know what that means yet. My son has choices, so he'll choose what he wants
exactly.
to do. But I think, like, if you're a mother, they're part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Do what makes you feel comfortable. And when anything that doesn't, don't ever start doing it for the audience.
Oh, yeah, for
sure.
You
know what I mean? Just do it for you. But that's kind of where I'm at now. I've had a full 180.
Yeah.
Interesting intuitive moment.
It's so interesting to me
yeah.
now because I love having a daughter. I love dressing her up. And I also work in the fashion industry.
Yes.
So to me, it makes perfect sense to do like mommy and me content because it's fun.
Yes.
Right? But then
as you should.
I saw a video the other day that was like, yeah, I posted a video of my daughter and then someone created an AI version of
stuff with the AI.
I'm like,
yo,
that would freak me out to see AI
exactly.
content of Faye somewhere. So.
Exactly. And I think it might be, I don't know if it's paranoia, but like, we never know. This is so new to us in our generation.
Yeah.
So we're kind of just all navigating it together.
Mm-hmm.
It might be normal in like 10 or 20 years. I don't know, but I always
have AI.
Girl,
you're right.
You don't know. Anyways, there's gonna be part two. We need to talk again.
We could talk. I already see. I can see.
I know you need to go back to your mom, friends. She's in the middle of it, doing
yes.
all the things. It's only day
yes.
two. Thank you for being on, sis.
Thank you for having
of
us.
Course.
Thank you for being here.
Well, of course. You can't get rid of me. I already
Good.
Said that once.
Good.
Can't get rid- I keep on looking at the wrong camera. My
I
bad.
Love it.
All right. Till next time, y'all. Peace.
Bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.